A look at the incoming class at Harvard shows that for the first time in the school's history, the majority of the class is not white. That's according to a Boston Globe review of Harvard's freshman class. And that review comes as the Justice Department says its investigation of race-based college admissions policies is going to focus on a complaint that a coalition of Asian American groups filed against Harvard. The Justice Department made those comments after it became public that it issued a job post for lawyers to investigate admissions policies. And the department says that did not signal a nationwide look at affirmative action. It's focusing on the Harvard complaint. WBUR's Max Larkin has more.
Lately, there have been lots of challenges to the practice of race-based affirmative action. Just ask Harvard, which is in the middle of a mammoth lawsuit first brought in 2014. The suit was filed by Students for Fair Admissions, or SFFA, a nonprofit organization headed by conservative legal activist Edward Bloom. The suit alleges that Harvard discriminates against Asian American applicants. By holding them to a, quote, far higher standard of academic performance than it does other students, and in effect forcing them to compete against each other for a limited number of seats. At SFFA, they're welcoming the news that Justice Department lawyers may join their side in that dispute.
When the federal government speaks, courts listen and they pay attention.
That's Corey Liu, an attorney who works with Bloom as the volunteer executive director of SFFA. Opponents of affirmative action were dealt a defeat with Fisher versus University of Texas, a lawsuit that ended up before the Supreme Court for a second time last year. By a 4-3 decision, the court allowed the University of Texas to continue to consider race as it admits students, with some limitations. But Liu expects that with federal support, the push at Harvard and elsewhere could fare better against policies that he believes are in violation of both the Constitution and of common sense.
It's something you're born into, right? It's not anything you have any control over. And should the government be sorting us, determining the destiny, our educational opportunity based on that? It's so arbitrary.
Liu says he believes colleges can admit a diverse student body without needing to explicitly rely on race, a category which he calls crude and out of step with America in 2017. But some colleges have already experimented with leaving behind race-based admissions decisions, like the University of California system, which put a stop to the practice in 1996. Since then, administrators say Black and Latino admissions have failed to keep pace with the racial makeup of the state. That's some evidence that any federal challenge to affirmative action could set back minority applicants to college. So says Natasha Wariku, who teaches and writes on diversity at the Harvard Graduate School of Education.
We know what happens when you end affirmative action, where it becomes a very isolating experience for someone who is Black or Latino.
Like Harvard, Wariku supports affirmative action. She cites research that suggests racial diversity confers social and educational benefits to all students, white, Black, and Asian. But she adds that it was designed for another purpose, to correct the larger unfairness of educational access in America.
It was designed as a mechanism, one small means by which we address racial inequality in American society.
In a statement issued late Wednesday, a spokesperson denied that the Justice Department plans to review affirmative action practices nationwide, instead focusing exclusively on Asian Americans' complaint against Harvard. But the department declined to share the internal job posting that made the news. As both sides review evidence, the case against Harvard is still tied up in federal court. Spokesperson Rachel Dane defended Harvard admissions as both balanced and consistent with the standards set out by the Supreme Court. She added that, quote, students must have the ability to work with people from different backgrounds if they hope to be leaders in a diverse society. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.